It's 7:30 in the evening and we're in Portland. More specifically, we're on Northeast Lloyd and that looks like 11th. I needed to boo right at this very moment because I'm sitting in the back of Lee's car and sitting in the seat next to me is a bucket of donuts. An actual, not just a bucket like you'd get at the seaside, a what looks like 5 kilogram bucket of donuts. Donuts of all assorted shapes and sizes. Donuts with bacon on them, donuts with maple syrup on them, donuts with hundreds and thousands sprinkling on them, donuts with sugar on them, donuts with icing on them. I mean, you have never seen such donuts in your entire life, and I'm sitting next to a bucket of them.
I think all of them have sugar
on. Yeah, all of them have sugar on. The other thing to say about this bucket of donuts is, and this is truly incredible, the man gave Lee the bucket of donuts for $5. That would be 3 of your English pounds. And there is a literal bucket of donuts sitting next to me in the seat. How did I get to this good fortune, you might ask yourself? Well, that's what happens when you're in Portland. It's kind of one of the magical things that will happen to you on holiday, is that you get to sit next to a bucket of donuts. Things that you never thought you would do on holiday, like some of the tourist destinations that we've experienced today include a hydroelectric power station where we admired a man's turbines. Well, they were turbines, but he insisted for about an hour that they were turbines. We also went to, and this is also another spooky tourist destination, we went to a video rental shop. You know, you might think, why would you go to a video rental shop as a tourist destination on holiday? Well, they had the most amazing collection of videos and DVDs and movie memorabilia, and also, but probably the highlight, was the categorization of the
Yahweh is angry
was one of the categories of
leviathans and behemoths that threaten the Orient.
Yeah, that was Lee. Leviathans and behemoths that threaten the Orient. And then there was another section for leviathans and behemoths that threaten the rest of the world. Well, you know, how could you fail? Matt, my husband, is now taking a picture of me, which is all a bit of a worry because
I'm trying to get you in the donuts.
Oh, me and the donuts. It's like, it's like every man's dream. Yeah, Madonna and donuts. Since I got really absolutely completely soaked earlier on, I'm having a very, very bad hair day. But yeah, you don't mind about that because this is audio. Anyway, so Portland is living up to all of expectations. I should mention that we saw the most amazing waterfalls today, and I rinsed my hands in the stream of a waterfall and got splashed in the face by waterfalls. And, you know, you don't get stuff like that anywhere else. Well, I mean, I've been to Iguazu in, you know, Brazil and seen waterfalls, but I mean,
rambling.
You know. Yeah, all right, rambling. Anyway, that's the end, and I'll let you know later what happens to the donuts. But if I tell you that the reason that we needed donuts was because we now need to go and be part of a gang that is involved with a magician's tank, wherein a load of water and a human person gets put in, that will give you some of the kind of clue as to why Portland not only lives up to the hype, it actually exceeds it.